One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
What you're about to hear is a teaser for our new bonus episode we are doing for subscribers to Beast Inside, the Daily Beast membership program. We have a very special guest with Busy Phillips. She's an actress known for her roles in Freaks and Geeks, Dawson's Creek, and The Gift, as well as her podcast, Busy Phillips is Doing Her Best. Again, this is for Beast Inside members only. To hear this, along with the rest of our upcoming bonus episodes, head to newabnormal.thedailybeast.com. That's newabnormal.thedailybeast.com. And then when you went and testified in front of Congress, right?
Yeah. Well, that was crazy.
Can you tell that story? Because that's amazing.
That was wild. That was truly wild. Yeah, it's wild. So, but also what was wild was just how fast it came together. This was a real crash course for me in government and process and how the sausage gets made and how the machine works. They put together that hearing, the congressional hearing, really quickly. And I was at my younger daughter's Friday morning school assembly, like toward the end of the school year where like all the kids are singing. And I was sitting with a friend of mine and I sort of, you know, was zoning out because whatever, it was boring. And I looked at my phone, which you're not supposed to do. And I had an email from my publicist saying, we've received a request for you to testify before Congress next week on behalf of Planned Parenthood. Would you be interested? I was like, what? Wait, what is this? I like laughed and I showed it to my friend. I said, do you think this is real? And he's like, yeah, Busy. Why would that not be real? I was like, I don't know, because it sounds insane. It was a really, really fast turnaround. It was just a few days. We flew to DC. My husband's from Maryland, just outside of DC. So we brought our daughter, who was 10 at the time, almost 11. I explained to her why I was being asked to testify and we talked about it. And she showed more understanding than many adults on my Instagram.
Right. And Louis Gohmert, for sure.
That was my favorite. I have to say that was my favorite thing that I've ever done in my life, was saying that to him. If Gohmert could, he would go after me because he's a publicity whore and he wants to get on Fox News, right? And I'm an actor and he wants to make me look like an idiot. He's not going to go after the 18-year-old woman who was testifying about being denied birth control after she had already had a baby at age 15 because she was under the age of consent or whatever for, you know, in Texas. And he wasn't going to go after any of the experts because he's an idiot and he doesn't know anything. So I was pretty sure he was going to go for me in some capacity. And he did. And he asked me on the anti-abortion side, they had their witnesses, I mean, the people testifying on behalf of the anti-abortion side are people who say that they were failed, that their mothers tried to abort them, but it didn't work and thereby they survived and here they are. And that's their story. And it's like very, and they cry. I mean, there was a lot of tears. I have a deep well of compassion for the woman that testified because I just felt so sad for her and her like lack of a good therapist. Maybe, I don't know. She needs somebody to help her with some stuff. But so his question was like, you know, this woman sitting two people away from me, he was like, do you think that they should have been successful and aborted her? It was like so insane. And the line I said back to him was, well, sir, even though I have played one on television, I am not, in fact, a doctor. And the whole place like sort of erupted in laughter and people trying not to laugh. And I think it really like threw him and he was pissed. And then I wish I had been a little bit more, I was so nervous. Oh my God, I could barely talk.
Wait, how is that more scary than being on television?
What are you talking about? Are you kidding? Because
I don't know. I feel like they're congressmen. I mean, there are like a million of them. I mean,
a little bit, you want to just waste time. Each Congress member only has 5 minutes to ask questions. And he came to me first because, you know, he was expecting me to be an idiot and whatever. And then he would look good and end up on Fox News, I guess. And so then he was kind of thrown. He was asking me a question that was nonsensical. He was asking me if I thought that these doctors should have committed murder to the woman sitting next to me. Like, it was so insane. Oh, and then I said, I'm not here to talk about birth. I'm here to talk about abortion. Because essentially, you know, this person was testifying that she was born alive. And then they tried to like kill her. I don't know. It's really hard because it's so totally fucking insane. It's hard for me to wrap my head around how this indoctrination happens. I think there's a Politico article from like 2014 about the religious right and Jerry Falwell taking abortion as their cause when it wasn't a thing that Christians cared about. Catholics have always been very intense about it, but it was never a thing that Christians cared about. They were much more like live and let live unless you're black, I guess, was their thing. Jerry Falwell and those guys were gay. Black or gay. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. That political article is really interesting just because I feel like it gives a context for what's happened since Roe was passed and how the religious right saw it as a political opportunity and seized on it and then have really just indoctrinated generations of people now to think a certain way about this like very common medical procedure that a lot of women have to go through for many, many different reasons, not just because of like the babies aren't wanted, which is like so exhausting that that's the thing that, I mean, I can't.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.